dictation for Devon, Washington, DAVHONWASHINGTON. Devon, Washington. Date of service is 12/1/2025. Date of birth is 1/16/1979. Date of accident is 6/12/2025. The patient is suffering from various symptoms which are coming from an automobile accident that happened on 6/12/2025 as a pedestrian. He is having moderately severe headaches, which are 8, pain in the neck and the right upper back and right shoulder is 8, lower back pain is 8, constant numbness of the right arm is reported. There is a pain in both the elbows and pain in the left knee is reported. Patient is able to ambulate. He was recently robbed and he got a bunch of bruise marks on his face, but nothing serious. He did not go to any hospital. His pain in the knee is also quite severe. There are all the pains are around 8. ADLs are affected 8. Headaches are continuing. Patient reports only 30% relief so far. Patient has had 4 epidural injections to the lumbar spine with moderate relief. Kindly review the records for ADLs. System review, addition issues, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 157/106, pulse 90, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit dated 11/12/2025, dictation number 1117-049. His max were reviewed. An MRI order for thoracic spine is ordered as the patient is complaining of pain in the middle spine also. His physical therapy continues 2 times a week, affecting all the areas of spine, which include neck, mid-back, lower back, then left knee, and the right shoulder. An EMG has been ordered since patient is complaining of shooting numbness and tingling of the right arm and left leg posteriorly and also right leg. Percocet 5/325, 1 pill a day for 10 days, 10 tablets are ordered for further relief. Patient will be provided an injection to the lumbar region for facet joint and right SI joint, and also trigger point injection in the right upper trapezius and the shoulder injection. All the MRIs were reviewed and all the options have been discussed with the patient, including spinal cord stimulation device installation to surgical consult. For now, patient is satisfied with the injection treatment. He'll be seen in 15 days time for his regular visit. Thank you.